Today would be a perfect day to be outside with Fremont Family YMCA.
Absolutely, yeah.
Lindy Hoyer, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
Yeah, Executive Director of the Fremont Family YMCA. You brought with you the person who's going to be doing the marketing, right?
Right. Ashley Remington. She is our Director of Marketing and Membership. She joined, 2 weeks now? Week two?
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. So comes from a background in personal training and a perfect fit for our YMCA.
Good, good deal. Now, you're from Fremont, aren't you? Or you've been around here for a while?
Yes. I graduated in the year 2000 here from Fremont, been in the community on and off between Omaha and Fremont, working in the wellness industry. Graduated 2014 from the Leadership Fremont program.
Oh,
so
nice.
Very big in the community. Yeah, it's a huge piece of my heart. So I was honored to be able to come back and join the YMCA and get back into the Fremont community.
Well, Lindy's been all over the place. I see her everywhere.
Yes.
So you've probably been giving her some good tips, then, I would imagine.
Both ways, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
She's been very helpful to get me started in my YMCA journey. So it's been great.
Yeah, well, we're thrilled to have Ashley, and especially we love to fill our Fremont Family YMCA with people who have a great passion for this community, because we are a community, you know, embedded into our DNA of being a YMCA is to better the community. And so how much more focused we can be on that when we have people who've grown up here and really, really care about what happens to the YMCA and Fremont.
Yeah, there's a lot of passion there, that's for sure. And with a huge building like that, you definitely need people to be going in and out all the time.
Yep, yeah. And speaking of that, we have kind of a fun event coming up this Sunday out at our Camp Lodge. It's our mother-son adventure. And we're still taking reservations. And if you go online and reserve your spot with you and your son, or borrow the neighbor's son, we don't care, but just come on out. There'll be kayaking and canoeing and fishing and fun games and hot dogs and everything that you can imagine out there from 3 o'clock on out at the Camp Lodge.
So. That's going to be Sunday?
Sunday, September 18th, yes.
Is there an age group for that, Lindy?
Yeah, we pretty much focus it on kids in sixth grade and younger. Although, you know, everybody knows their own child. And if you want to bring somebody who's in seventh or eighth grade and join us out there, we're not going to kick you out. So, but it's, you know, the activities are geared for that age of kids.
I know my son really wants to kayak, so that might be something we have to look into.
Yeah, the lake is good for kayaking right now. There's no swimming. We've shut off swimming for the season just because of the depth of the water and the water temperature, and we just want to make sure we keep everybody safe. But the kayaking and the canoeing and paddleboarding will all be open and lots of fun.
What about grandma and grandson?
Grandma and grandson, are you thinking of any particular grandma
maybe.
In mind?
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody.
Yeah, no, that would be awesome. Yeah, so, I mean, and honestly, again, you know, families are made up with, some of us have moms and grandmas in our family and some of us don't. And so, you know, the main thing is that we want it just to be a good time and a bonding time. And if you haven't been out to our camp, it's just such a lovely, beautiful setting. And as fall is settling in and this crisp weather is just going to, I think it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been fishing out there yet?
I'm not a fisherman,
but
I have not been fishing out there, but but we do have a lot of people who fish on there regularly. Are you one of them,
no,
Chris?
No, I need to volunteer out there so I can go
there
fish
you go,
out there.
There you go. Well, you heard that, Ashley. He said volunteer.
I heard it. I'm going to write it down.
So.
No, that is. That's this time of year when things start to get cool, obviously, water starts to freeze, and along with that, ice rink.
The ice rink, you bet. We have been freezing our water at the Seidner Ice Arena, and it should be up and going this weekend. We're looking forward to some great hockey season with our own teams, our young youth teams, and also with the high school and of course, Midlands men's and women's hockey team. So it's going to be a great, great season. I'm really excited because this is something new to me. I've never really been around a hockey season before, so this will all be new for me. It's been fun watching the ice come together. That's quite a process. Yeah.
Yeah, that is definitely a process. There are a lot of folks. They'll fill up that parking lot easily, other than the swimming side.
Yeah. And one of the things we can get better at, and Chris and Janet, maybe you can help us, is letting the public know when those ice hockey matches are going on. Because I had a question recently at one of the presentations and talks I did, is like, when I drive by and that parking lot is full, what's going on in there, and can I come in and get a part of that? So we'd love to invite the public to come in and to take in those hockey games as well.
Yeah. And they're fun to watch.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
They
and are. Right here in Fremont, so you don't have to drive, you know, all the way to Omaha to have a good time and introduce your kids to hockey. And
Yeah, and best yet, you can introduce your kids to playing and learning to skate, because all we have an endowment that allows for all second graders here in the Fremont Public Schools to learn how to ice skate, which I think is just a remarkable gift to the community.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, it's a very busy time of year when that gets going.
Yeah.
Speaking of the other side, the water that's still liquid, are you booking a lot of swim meets, or is that filling up too?
Yeah, swim meets are coming up in swim season, and our swim teams have been in and practicing, and yeah, we're looking forward to that. We did host a couple of them this summer with the Cornhusker State Games and the D2 competition, and so we'll continue to offer those and continue to look for ways to get our families more time, more family swim time as well. So yeah, that's the balance that we strike.
Yeah. Website is up and running, and it's been doing pretty well. Yeah. FremontFamilyYMCA.org, right?
Yes.
How's, I guess, as far as registration? I know you just kind of finished up, didn't you, with the non-member and member registrations, or is it still on?
Yeah, it's still on for gymnastics and swimming and tennis. Our fall sports, our flag football and our volleyball and soccer are done. We were scheduled to kick off our NFL flag football on Saturday, but of course, it was more of a swamp than a football field. So
I was all ready to go watch somebody.
I know. It was really, really disappointing and heartbreaking for us to have to make that call. But they will launch this weekend, and the weather's looking good and holding good. And so we're excited for that, and as well as volleyball and soccer. So,
yeah, very busy. Ashley, it would be a question for you on the so far. How long have you been here now?
With the YMCA?
With the Y, yeah.
Just two weeks.
Today, oh my gosh.
2 weeks from today.
So I'll bet it's flown by.
It has flown by. There's been a ton to learn, but the staff, the leadership there has been welcoming and just taking me under their wings and kind of showing me their ways, and can't wait to be able to get my feet wet and, you know, get out into the community more and meet other members of the community.
Yeah. It's a process, that's for sure.
That's for sure, yes.
So if somebody wants to come in and join, you would be the person that they would talk to.
Yeah, absolutely. Just any ask of our Ashley. Yeah, any of our front desk people can help them.
Okay.
But yeah, I would absolutely love to meet any new members, you know, prospective members, people who want to come in and just check out like a day pass. Mm-hmm. We'd love to be able to show everybody in the community, you know, what the Y has to offer. It's so much more than just a gym. Right?
Oh, for sure.
I think people kind of get lost in that, and they think, oh, well, I can go work out this place, but we're so much bigger than that, and our mission is so much bigger than that. And that's what I was excited to be a part of, is the vision and the mission of the YMCA.
Mm-hmm. So as we come up on the holidays and kids come back from college, they always are thinking, oh, how do I get into the Y? Are we still members, Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
If they're not, they can still partake, can't they?
They can. We do. As Ashley just mentioned, we have day passes. And so you can come in and pay for a day, or you can start your own membership. We have youth and young adult membership levels as well. So if Mom and Dad aren't using the Y anymore, it does not need to be your excuse to give up your commitment to your own health and well-being. Yeah, so
all right, well, Lindy and Ashley, thank you. Absolutely. Appreciate you guys stopping in this morning and keeping us updated.
I'll